And the next question was from the island of Barbados, in which the questioner asked, may Allah do good to you, O our Sheikh, and bless you. We have no students of knowledge in our country, but by the virtue of Allah, by the superiority and the blessings of Allah, our gathering or our group here or our collection of brothers and sisters is on the increase or have been increasing lately. And so many of the inhabitants, the original inhabitants of the land around us, have become Muslim and left all kind of criminal actions, including using drugs and drinking liquor and whatever else is related to that for evil actions. So shall we, can we ask you for advice to those new Muslims, dear Honorable Sheikh? In answering that question, the Sheikh Hafidhahullah said, as long as they have become Muslim and entered the religion of Islam and left all kind of ugly habits and customs that they used to be upon, you must teach him to thank and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for such a blessings. And you must encourage him to continue upon learning the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because al-Iman, the affair of Iman, is qawlun wa amal, is a statement and action. So as soon as they enter into Islam, you must work with them to learn the prayer, learn the matters of zakah, learn the pillars of Islam, learn the fundamentals of Iman, and learn whatever else from the religion of Allah that's compulsory upon them. But also warn him about a shirk polytheism, and warn about all the major sins. And is no doubt that all of this needs a person to be upon knowledge, and needs a student of knowledge to be amongst you. Because leaving such affairs, wal-iyadu billah, may lead those who have entered into Islam to go back into kufr, disbelief. So from the greatest reasons to be strong upon Islam is to be upon knowledge and to ponder upon the Quran, meaning read, recite, learn the Quran and the sciences of the Quran. And alhamdulillah, those have left what they used to be upon of sins and evil actions. There's no doubt this is a great affair for them. This is something that every and each Muslim must be happy for. And this is why you have to strive. You have to strive and be diligent upon teaching them the Quran and the Sunnah according to the understanding of the pious predecessors.